Today sees the publication of Shakespeare Bites Back, an e-book co-authored by Stanley Wells and me, Paul Edmondson. It's a polemical essay on the Shakespeare authorship discussion, and to launch it, we thought we'd give you some things to say for anyone who asks you that they think someone else wrote the plays. What do you think?
Well, there's ample evidence for Shakespeare's authorship, not a shred of evidence to support any alternative author's claim. The evidence includes references to him in manuscript and in print as an author of the plays by at least 14 contemporaries. Ask the person properly to refute the evidence before they suggest somebody else. Use, for example, 60minuteswithshakespeare.com, where you can hear a range of people, led by the Prince of Wales himself, talking about the subject.
Any suggestion that someone else wrote the plays will always be based on conspiracy theory and never on historical fact. You could ask the person to say more about what they understand by conspiracy theories and the psychology that goes along with them.
You know, alternative writers are almost always university-educated or aristocrats. The search for an alternative writer implies a willful snobbery. It assumes that a grammar school-educated country town boy couldn't have written the plays.
It's good to refer to the doubters as anti-Shakespeareans rather than anti-Stratfordians, since the latter term assumes you can separate the artist from the work. However unknowable an artist's personal life is, the work remains part of it. You can't have Shakespeare without Stratford-upon-Avon, London and elsewhere.
You don't need to experience something in order to write about it. Shakespeare travelled in books and in his imagination. Anti-Shakespeareans can only read the plays biographically, from the point of view of their proposed alternative candidate.
Alternative candidates for authorship were not suggested until the 1850s, so for well over 200 years there was no debate because people accepted the truth that Shakespeare wrote the plays.
In the mid-19th century, authorship was understood more in relationship to a writer's experience, hence the beginnings of the authorship discussion and, for example, Mark Twain's fascination with it.
Call it the authorship discussion rather than a debate or a controversy.
Anti-Shakespeareans are perpetuating intellectual theft by stealing Shakespeare's reputation to give it to somebody else.
The inscription on Shakespeare's monument in Holy Trinity Church, erected soon after he died, refers to Shakespeare as a writer three times and compares him to Socrates and Virgil.
The first folio of 1623 bears Shakespeare's name, has a picture of him, mentions the Stratford Monument, and includes tributes to him from friends, colleagues and other writers.
Authorship in Shakespeare's time is a complicated topic. We know Shakespeare, like his contemporaries, collaborated with other writers. The other alternative candidates, nominees, tend to be presented as isolated geniuses because of the need for a conspiratorial cover-up.
There's actually a manuscript version of William Bass's elegy on Shakespeare, which was written soon after he died, and the manuscript version is headed "On William Shakespeare Buried at Stratford-upon-Avon, His Town of Nativity."
And on specific candidates, well, at the last count there were 77 of them, and not one of them has any prominence over any of the others. Christopher Marlowe died in 1593. The coroner's report survives, with witnesses. Francis Bacon, a great philosopher, politician and statesman, but his prose reveals him to be of a totally different kind of writer to Shakespeare, and we know he couldn't write very good plays. Edward de Vere, the Earl of Oxford, died in 1604 before several of Shakespeare's plays were written and performed. So those are some things that you might say if anybody sits down next to you on a train, plane or automobile and says, "Oh, you're interested in Shakespeare. I've heard he didn't write the plays. What do you think?" Hopefully we've given you some ammunition to reply with. And please do get your copy of Shakespeare Bites Back by logging on to www.shakespearebitesback.com. It's a longish essay, which we've been delighted to write, and we hope you'll enjoy reading it. Thank you.
Bye.